Back before the pandemic, TV host Wendy Williams would pack her studio with adoring fans. Now the gossip mogul is getting buzz for producing a new film entirely about herself. Wendy Williams, the movie, premieres tomorrow on Lifetime, and it's the latest example of a celebrity teaming up with filmmakers to tell their own story. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now. And Eric, Wendy Williams, love her or hate her, she is extremely popular. This latest project, though, is not a documentary at all. It's a dramatized movie. How does it portray her?
Well, first I have to ask, how you doing?
How you doing? I think I say it better.
Yeah, I think you say it much better. This is, of course, a scripted dramatic movie about her rise to prominence. And even people who know her famous TV talk show might not realize that she started out as a DJ who began to sort of spice up her radio broadcasts by talking about gossip inside the music industry. You know, she started out in sort of black focused radio stations. And so she was talking about the kind of gossip that even Page Six, you know, in the New York Post and places like that weren't talking about. And I think that sort of led to her prominence. Later, she became kind of known for her own personal dysfunctions. And she's been open about her struggle with substance abuse, for example. But, you know, like a lot of these shows, the most interesting parts are when the people are kind of building their celebrity. Mm-hmm. And we've got a great scene where we see a little bit of her getting ready to go on stage for her TV show. And then she turns and she talks to the camera to sort of explain what people are going to see in this biopic. Let's listen to that clip.
I mean, everybody's been asking me behind the scenes, behind the hype. I mean, Wendy, how you really doing? I've had a lot of time to think about it. And I've had enough with everybody else telling me who I really am. So now, it's time to dish my own dirt.
Hmm. Okay.
So there you go.
Well, Eric, you mentioned her personal dysfunction. Her brand is very much tell it like it is, but we do know, as you said, she's been in the gossip media for so long about her personal life and drama. Can we expect this movie to really be a reliable source since she's so intimately involved?
Well, you know, I say her personal brand is personal dysfunction. Mm. There have been times when you watch her on her show and she's seemed out of it or she's acted erratically. And I think in an odd way, people are showing up just to see if the car actually crashes sometimes. But she is honest about some really tough stuff. She depicts an allegation that she made that a one-hit wonder R&B star date raped her when she was up and coming. She also depicts how her longtime husband cheated on her often. And towards the end of the movie, she goes into rehab, but she also discovers that her husband is about to have a baby with one of his mistresses while she's in rehab. And she realizes that the bad press is really taking a toll on her show. And so we have a scene where she's on the phone talking about all of this. Let's check it out.
Yeah, it's me. How did I get a phone? Because I'm smarter than you. Now, I know that I agreed to stay here in Florida for a hot minute, but a few things have come to my attention and it is no longer tenable. Number one, our show is falling apart because of all the bad press about me. I mean, sponsors are dropping out. Do you want that? I mean, this is our livelihood. We could lose everything. Yeah, so get me the hell out of here and book me a plane ticket back to New York. Because I gotta save my show.
Yeah, so, you know, this film promises to give you even more of a backstage look at some of the key problems and conflicts that shaped her legend.
Well, Eric, there's also another movie that's similar. It's the biopic about rap duo Salt and Pepper on Lifetime. And the group had a lot of creative say in this piece. And then there's this Michael Jordan doc that was really popular, The Last Dance, with ESPN, Kevin Hart's Netflix docuseries about himself. Those, of course, are documentaries. But is this a proven model? Do you think we'll see a lot more of these kinds of projects?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, so that Salt and Pepper biopic aired earlier, and they took flack because they didn't really talk a lot about Spinderella, who is the third member of the act. And, you know, famously, they have been on the outs. Spinderella claimed that she was fired from the group in 2019. And so you might understand why they might minimize her role in the TV film, but still, you wonder. And what's interesting is I think we're entering a moment where celebrities realize people want the sense that they're seeing an authentic story. So they can't really hold back all the negative stuff. But I do think that their very presence can influence the filmmakers to pull their punches a little bit.
Right, right.
So this is a new form of storytelling that we have to keep an eye on, because it's easy to assume that these shows are telling you most of what happened, but you have no idea what they're leaving out. And I think that's the one thing that is a flaw when you have the star themselves on board as an executive producer.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans talking about Wendy Williams, the movie. It comes out tomorrow on Lifetime. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.